Woody Tash grew up in New York City, the child of Russian immigrants who ran a successful family business in Manhattan's garment district. A child of the 60s, Tash was heavily influenced by proponents of social responsibility and by writings such as Fritz Schumacher's Small is Beautiful. Tash still considers this collection of essays on ecological economics one of his guiding lights. In 1973, Tash graduated from Amherst College as an English teacher.
You could say I was a conscientious objector against business school and law school, and look what it got me.
After a year of teaching English, Tash moved from the classroom to the world of finance, where he's made his home ever since. He is chairman emeritus of Investor Circle, a nonprofit that funds fledgling social enterprises, especially those dedicated to environmental sustainability. But Tash says it was the slow money movement that brought all his talents into focus.
Everything I've done has led here through foundations and starting nonprofits and doing venture capital investing and whatnot, but I never felt like it was all going in a direction. It was always kind of going against the grain of the other things. And now with slow money, we've got a way of putting it all together so it's moving in a specific way.
He describes the slow money movement as a new way of thinking about the relationship between money and the soil, connecting investors directly to the dirt. Like the slow food, slow cities, and slow design movements that have taken off in recent years, Tash's nonprofit is a response to the belief that many of the infrastructures of the modern world are simply too fast and too big. He says the slow money movement targets an industrial agriculture that too often destroys soil fertility and a Wall Street-driven capitalist economy that is out of control.
The reason it's out of control is that the money is going so fast and in such large quantities that no one actually understands how to control it anymore. And that is actually true. That is not me as some radical saying it.
To counter this uncontrolled profiteering, Woody Tash promotes an investment strategy that he calls nurture capital. It deploys the power of finance to build socially and environmentally friendly enterprises. He says that the notion of blending philanthropy and investment to help strengthen communities is still alien to Wall Street, where profit is king. But he believes the concept is attractive to many investors concerned with social responsibility.
I think it's realistic to actually say millions of people will have the aha moment and will realize that it actually makes them feel better to start moving in a different direction. So our job is to make it as easy as possible, do that as soon as possible.
Tash launched his slow money movement at the first national gathering of the Slow Money Alliance in September 2009 in Santa Fe, New Mexico. 450 investors and food enterprise entrepreneurs came together to brainstorm ways to implement their goal on a practical level. Tash says there is one main focus.
We want 1 million Americans investing 1% of their assets directly in local food systems in a decade. To do that and actually have it happening on a regular basis would represent a kind of a small revolution in finance, because it is connecting people directly to where they live and to the land in a way which has never been done, and it's also cross-cutting across philanthropy and a whole bunch of other things.
Tash's vision of bringing money back to earth is laid out in his new book, Slow Money: Investing as if Food, Farms, and Fertility Mattered. The book's main points have been boiled down to 6 principles that Tash posted on his website and would like 1 million people to sign on to. He says, addressing the way capital flows is one of the biggest challenges facing Americans today.
If we're going to actually make a difference for the next generation, we have to come up with some design that, if it works, we'll actually be able to have billions of dollars moving in a different direction within 10 or 20 years. And I just can't think of anything more important than trying to figure out that design. It hasn't happened yet. I don't know exactly how it's going to happen. I don't know exactly when it's going to happen. But now I can add, I've been talking about this for 1.5 years all over the country, and it is going to happen.
Although the distribution network is still taking shape, Tash predicts that by the end of next year, a handful of communities could have slow money funds at their disposal. Tash says he has no doubt that the slow money movement will catch on. The second national meeting of the Slow Money Alliance is scheduled to take place in Vermont in June. Tash expects it will draw 3 times the number of investors and local food entrepreneurs as the first gathering. And when those slow money investment funds start flowing, he believes it will show that Americans do believe that food, farms, and fertility matter. For VOA News, I'm Jan Sluzer in San Francisco.